Sermon will be the last one of Ecclesiastes.
那上一次和这一次都是传道书的一个总结。
Last time and today will be summaries of Ecclesiastes.
在上一次啊，我们讲到这个传道者是一个长者的身份，向人们来提出十一个，上次讲过十一个，一个人在群体社会当中生活的时候，你需要的智慧是什么？
Solomon, who, as an old and wise man, suggested 11 points of wisdom which you needed in order to live in a society.
然后你具备了这十一个智慧的时候，你还不能够成为一个成功的人。
And even when you had all these 11 points, still unable to.
因为一个人，你除了要懂得与人打交道之外，你还要懂得
Because as a person, you not only need to know how to deal with people, but also how to deal with God.
那在与神打交道这方面，传道者又有什么提醒呢？
So what hints does Solomon give us in terms of dealing with God?
那我们先看圣经啊。So
let's look at the Bible.
我们先看第11章的7到8节。So
let's look at chapter 11, verses 7 to 8.
光是美好的眼睛，得见天日，也是好的。人无论多长寿，都当乐在其中。不过他要想到黑暗的日子，因为这些日子将会很多，要来的都是虚空。Light
is sweet, and it pleases the eyes to see the sun. However, many years anyone may live, let them enjoy them all. But let them remember the days of darkness, for there will be many. Everything to come is meaningless.
这里指的是每一个人，你都要面对人的年老和死亡，或是说在人生当中可能有不同的困难的日子。
This talks about how everyone will become old and face problems later on in their lives.
第九节他讲了，年轻人，你在幼年时要快乐，在壮年的日子要使你的心欢畅，顺着你心所愿的，眼所见的去行。
It's in verse 9 says, "You who are young, be happy while you are young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your
youth."传道人在讲什么？传道人在告诉你，所以你要趁着你的年轻，你还是活在一个好日子里面的时候。 尽量的去想做那些做那些你想做的事情，使你自己能够满足开心，因为很多事是你年老之后就做不来的。So
what is the author trying to say? Is he trying to say you should take the opportunity of being young and while you are still in the prime of your life to go do the things you want in order to be satisfied and happy, because there are many things that you can't do when you get old.
我们当中这里都很多是比较年轻的，你们会不会有同样的想法呢？
Many of you guys are very young, so do you also think like this?
有很多年轻人都会有这样的想法，趁着年轻要去做一些疯狂的事情。
Many people have this kind of thinking, and when they are young, they do a lot of wild things.
有些人选择趁着自己还没有结婚、没有家庭、没有儿女的时候。 到处去流浪啊，旅行啊，看看这个世界。
Some people choose to go traveling and sightseeing around the world while they do not have a family or kids or aren't married yet.
有些人就选择喜欢把时间放在各种的兴趣上面，比如说做运动啊，或者是音乐啊。
Some people decide to spend their time on certain interests, for example, sports or music.
当然，也有年轻人喜欢选择，把时间花在打游戏上面。And
also some young people choose to spend their time on games.
我最近看到一个新闻呢，一个年轻人大学毕业之后就生活在网吧里面10年。
I saw a news report about a young person who graduated from university and lived in the internet cafe for 10 years.
啊，十年当中他一步都没有离开那个网吧。
And in these 10 years, he didn't leave the internet cafe.
要吃饭的时候叫外卖，睡觉睡在里面的沙发上面。
If he was hungry, he would get takeaway. If he wanted to go to bed, he would sleep on the couch.
他靠什么生活呢？靠帮别人打游戏，或者是卖游戏里面的装备。
And how did he make a living? He made a living by helping people play games or sold in-game items.
十年就这样过去了。
And 10 years passed.
有一天，他累了，躺在沙发上。
One day he was tired and he lied on the sofa.
从此再也没有醒过了。
And he didn't wake up.
或者还有一些年轻人，他选择在年轻的时候啊，跟很多的异性交往。
Some people decide to, while they still young, to have, many relationships with the opposite sex.
啊，反正趁着年轻，又不是要找结婚的对象。
They are still young and they're not looking for a marriage partner yet.
甚至有些说，哎，试试同性恋是怎样的。
Some people even will go and try out what and see what homosexuality is like.
或者又有一些年轻人选择哈，在年轻的时候过着疯狂的夜生活哈，每一个周末都是酒吧、disco 啊赌场啊，这喝酒、毒品，样样都要趁着年轻去试一试。
Some people choose to have crazy night lives, and every weekend they go to bars, discos, casinos, and they try out all kinds of things like drugs, alcohol while they're still young.
前阵子看到一个正可怕的新闻哈，一个17岁的男孩子选择把自己的肾给卖了。
Recently, I saw a pretty frightening news where a 17-year-old boy sold his kidney.
我看了看网上的新闻，他可以卖了一个肾得到22,000块的人民币。
His kidney was worth 22,000 RMB.
目的为了什么呢？是为了他可以买一部新的 iPhone 和一部新的 iPad 2。
And why did he sell his kidney? It was to so he could buy a new iPhone and an iPad 2.
我想着 iPad 3可能快出了，另外一个肾也可以卖掉了。
I think the iPad 3 is coming out soon, so he can go sell his other kidney then.
那我们今天看今天的圣经的时候，传道者是鼓励大家要趁着年轻，不要浪费青春，要使自己满足。
So the author does encourage everyone to not waste their youth and be satisfied.However, he did not encourage people to live a life of debauchery and lawlessness.
我们再看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
第十节啊，传道者怎么说？所以你当除掉心中的烦恼，除去肉体的疾苦，因为无论是年幼的或是壮年的，都是虚空的。
So then banish anxiety from your heart and cast off the troubles of your body, for youth and vigor are meaningless.
但是在这一句前面还有，不过你要知道，为了这一切事，神必审问你。
But before that verse, it says, "But know that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment."
第十节里面讲的虚空啊，指的是虚幻或者是人生的短暂。
The word meaningless here actually means how life is unreal and very short-lived.
传道者说，年轻的日子啊，就像泡沫一样，很快就会破灭的。
Solomon says that youth is like a bubble and will soon be burst.
所以呢，一方面我们要充分的去享受哈你所拥有的青春和生命。
So on the one hand, you should fully enjoy your youth and your life.
但是不是去过那种放荡狂野的生活。
But he's not telling you guys to go live wild and immoral lives.
那是要大家在神的恩典当中来尽量的享受。
But to instead enjoy it under God's grace.
因此年轻人，你们要享受神赐给你们的一切。
Therefore, young people, you should experience everything that God has given you.
但是青春中的激情不代表你就不用负责任。
But the vigor of your youth does not mean you do not have to be responsible.
因为你任何的选择，你都要为你自己的行为负责。
Because you must be accountable for all your choices and actions.
因为神必审问你。
Because God will definitely judge you.
那人生当中最好的享受是什么呢？
So what is the most enjoyable thing in life?
传道者在自己的反省当中，他就提出，最享受的就是在喜乐当中，在你快乐的时候，纪念创造你的主。
And the author says the most enjoyable thing in life is to remember God in joy.
他说在你壮年的时候，当纪念你的创造主，不要等到衰败的日子，就是你所说我毫无喜乐的那些年日来到。
The author says that you should remember God and serve God in the days when you are still young and not when you're old and you can't do anything anymore.
那就是像日头光明，月亮星宿都变黑暗，雨后乌云在现的时候啊，那一种的形容。
It's like when it says, before the days of trouble and the years approach, when you will say, I find no pleasure in them, before the sun and the lights and the moon and the stars grow dark.
从传道书里面我们能够感受得到所罗门他最惧怕的是什么呢？
From Ecclesiastes, we can feel that, we can know that, Solomon feared most was actually,
是年老和死亡，因为在他来说，这就是人生最虚空的来源。
So what he feared most was old age and death, because that is the origin of the meaninglessness of life.
所以呢，从第三到第七节呢，他用了很多的形容啊，来表达人年老啊，或者是死亡那个衰败的情景是怎样。
So in verses 3-7, he used many descriptions to portray the sad image of old age and death.
那我们看这里第三节他讲到，那是看守房子的发抖，强壮的弯腰，推磨的稀少，都停了工。往窗外看的都昏暗了，当街的门口关闭，推磨的声音微弱，雀鸟一叫人就起来，唱歌的歌声都低微了。
When the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men stoop, when the grinders cease because they are few, and those looking through the windows grow dim, when the doors of the streets are closed and the sound of the grinding fades, when people rise up at the sound of birds,But all their songs grow faint.
这是讲到一个年老的情景人老的手都有点发抖了，本来强壮的身体都有一点弯腰了眼睛也看不见看不清楚窗外的那种风景了。
So this is this describing how when you grow old, when you are strong, you will grow weak, and that when you and you won't be able to see clearly, and you're very old.
特别是年轻的时候大家知道你怎么睡都睡不醒的，年龄大的时候天没亮你就睡醒了，睡不着了。
So as you probably know, when you're young, you always lack sleep, but when you're old, you wake up at the break of dawn and you're wide awake.
连唱歌都唱不出声音了。
And you can't even sing clearly anymore.
我才觉得好像在讲我一样的。
Ben talking about himself, I don't know.
我们再看第五到第八节这里有讲到什么，人怕高处，怕路上有惊吓，杏树开花蚱蜢蹒跚而行，催情果失效，因为人归他永远的家，要上在街上游行，银链断掉，金碗破裂，瓶子在泉旁破碎。
When people are afraid of heights and of dangers in the streets, when the almond tree blossoms and the grasshopper drags itself along, and desire no longer is stirred, then people go to the eternal home, and mourners go about the streets, remember him before the silver cord is severed and the golden bowl is broken.
其实这里、啊、第五到第八节讲来讲去都讲到、啊、生命年老的过程，身体日渐的衰败，最后也叫归于尘土。
So this is talking about how in the end everything is broken and our bodies deteriorate and ultimately return to the soil.
当我们看第十二章的一到八节全部的事情里面，传道者其实提出了两件事在这当中。
In chapter 12, 1 to 8, Solomon points out two things.
第一，人生当中最享受的是什么呢？最享受的就是人能够与神同行，能够侍奉主，能够纪念主。
The first thing is, the best thing in life is to be able to walk with God, serve God, and remember God.
而第二，人生当中最可怕的是什么呢？就是年老。死亡，因为那个时候你什么都做不了。
And the most frightening thing in life was old age, death, and because by then you cannot do anything.
所以他就告诫年轻人啊，你要在壮年的时候，就是你还没有衰老的时候，就要享受与神同行的那一种的乐趣。
That is why he tells young people that while they are still fit and have not grown old, to enjoy the joys of walking with God.
今天或许在我们当中也有很多人有这样的感动，要更多的去服侍神。
Maybe today some of you are touched and want to serve God more.
但是现在虽然有这样的感动，但是人人在等待。
But although you may have this kind of feeling, you are waiting.
为什么等待呢？
Why are you waiting?
因为工作太忙，因为读书太忙，因为其他的事情太忙。
Because you're too busy working, too busy with school, or too busy doing other things.
或者有些人很想有这种心智，要多读圣经，要多祷告，要多亲近神，但是总是拖延着。
But and also some people want to read the Bible more, pray more, and draw closer to God, but they're always delaying it.
在等待什么呢？
Why are you delaying it?
是不是要等到你退休了，等到你走不动的时候才去服侍神呢？
Is it only when you retire and you cannot even walk that you will then go serve God?
是不是等到你那个眼睛都花了，看不清楚的时候，你才开始读圣经呢？
Is it when you cannot even see clearly and then you will go read the Bible?
在新约圣经里面呢，有一个女人呢叫玛利亚，她把最珍贵的一瓶香膏献给了耶稣。
In the New Testament, there was a girl called Mary who offered her most precious bottle of perfume to Jesus.
啊，为耶稣抹脚。
To wash his feet.
当其他的门徒看见玛利亚这样做的时候，都埋怨说：“哎，你怎么拿这么贵重的香膏来这样的洗脚？太浪费了！那个香膏值30块钱啊。”
When the other disciples saw what she was doing, they were all complaining about what she was doing and how expensive that perfume was.
但是耶稣怎么回应呢？耶稣说：“这女子所做的是一件美事。”
But instead, Jesus' reply was that what the girl was doing was a wonderful thing.
耶稣指的这个美事，不是是因为这个香膏有多贵重。
It was not a wonderful thing simply because of how expensive the perfume was.
耶稣指的是这个女子玛利亚，她所做的这件事情是非常的及时。
But it was because what the girl was doing was in the right time.
因为耶稣在那个时候很快就要上十字架啊，被钉死了。
Because Jesus was soon to be put on the cross and die.
而这个女子在还能够啊面对面的看见耶稣的时候，把她最好的献给了主。
And while this young girl could still see Jesus face to face, she took this opportunity to offer her best to God.
那今天你们生命当中最宝贵的是什么？
So today, what is your most precious thing that you have?
想一想，你自己身上最宝贵的是什么？
Think about what is the most precious thing you have right now.
是你们的青春，充满活力的青春。
It is your youth which is full of life.
啊，你们的青春是充满活力，充满能力，也充满感染力的。
Your youth which is full of life, full of ability and is very infectious.
但是记住，你们的青春不是永恒的。
But remember, your youth is not eternal.
啊，就像传道者所说的，转眼就失去了。
Just like what the author said, it will disappear in the blink of an eye.
到时候你再也没有机会把你最好的青春献给主了。
And at that time, you will never have the opportunity to offer your best to God again.
所以我盼望大家能够回家思考，或者是回到自己的团契里面的时候去讨论，你怎么样才能够把你的青春献给主呢？
So I hope everyone will go home and think about this or discuss it among your cell groups and think about how you can best offer your youth to God.
传道者还有一点对人生的总结，就是在全本书的最后两节里面。
And the author also has one last summary, and it is in the last two verses of the whole book.
啊，这里讲到你们一切都听见，总而言之，应当敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，因为这是每一个人的本分。人所做的每一件事，连一切隐藏的事，无论善恶，神都必审问。
Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil.
其实整本传道书第三章、第五章、第七章、第八章到结尾这里都一直在强调这一个观念。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, 5,7 and from chapter 8 till the very end of the book, it is constantly reiterating this point.
传道者强调人要敬畏神、顺服神，是因为他从观察这个世界的时候看到人实在太渺小了。
The author reiterates that people need to fear God and obey him because from his observations about this world, he sees that humans are simply too weak.
啊，因为他感受得到人的生命不是由自己掌握的。
He saw that people were not in control of their own lives.
这一切的事情都是由创造的神掌握着。
Everything in this world is controlled by the Creator.
而且神更是一个公义的神，他会审判一切。
And God is a just God, and He will judge everything.
所以传道者他敬畏神，是因为他看见了神是这么的超越的啊，人不得不顺服在神的面前。
So the author fears God because he sees just how powerful God is, and people just had to obey him.
那所以他这里说，因为这是每一个人的本分。
That's why he said this is the duty of all mankind.
然而到了今天，到我们新约的时代，作为一个基督徒，我们对神的感受应该是超越传道者对神的感受的。
However, in the era of the New Testament, as Christians for us, our feelings for God should surpass feelings which the author had for God.
因为他只看见了神的伟大和奥秘。
Because he only saw how powerful and how mysterious God was.
而我们呢？我们更能够看到神透过耶稣所赐下的爱和恩典。
But we saw God's love and grace that was given to us through Jesus.
对传道者来说，神是一个公义的神。
To the author, God is a just God.
好，但是对我们来说，神不但是一个公义的神，他更是一位有爱、有恩典的神。
But to us, God is not simply a just God, but a God of love and grace.
他的爱就体现在当我们还是罪人的时候，还不认识他的时候，他就差派圣子耶稣基督为我们的罪钉死在十字架上。
And His grace and love was shown to us in a time when we were still sinful and did not even know Him yet. And He sent His Son Jesus to be crucified on the cross for our sins.
所以我们每一个基督徒都要敬畏神啊，谨守他的诫命。
Therefore, every Christian needs to fear God and obey His commands.
那这不是因为神是高高在上的，我们更是为了回应神对人的爱。而敬畏他，而顺服他。
It is not simply because God is just so much more powerful than us, but because we want to respond to God's love for us and fear and obey Him.
而在这两次啊，上个礼拜和这个礼拜的对传道书的总结里面，我们把传道者对人生的看法分作了两类，让我们再重温一下。
So in from the last talk and today we can see that Solomon's views on life can be put into two groups.
第一部分呢是人要怎样生活在人类的社会当中才是一个有智慧的人。
The first part is how people should live in society in order to be wise people.
那包括你需要和所有的人都有良好的关系。
So you need to have healthy relationships.
做事情啊，不要有坏的思念心思。
To have pure thoughts.
任何的行动前，你都应该要思想好。
Think before you act.
要注意言语，造就人的话多讲。
To be careful of your language and to have positive encouragement in your language.
而群体当中一个好的领袖是非常重要的。
And it's very important to have a good leader among people.
上次我们讲到懒惰就是罪。
And last time we talked about how laziness was a sin.
第七点是讲到我们可以追求我们的享乐啊，各样的事情，但是不要过界了，不要过了神划给我们的界限。
And number seven talks about how we can pursue dreams and things in our lives, but don't be over the top and don't cross the line that God has given us.
第八点讲到人生当中你要懂得投资或者懂得行善。
In life, we need to understand about investments or doing good deeds.
那其实这是讲到神给人有各种的恩赐，各样的礼物，我们不能只能守着，我们需要好好的使用它，做一个好的管家。
So it's talking about how God has blessed us each with different talents and abilities, and we should not just keep this to ourselves, but actually share it to other people.
还要分散投资呢。
So you don't put all your eggs in one basket.
并且要知道人的限制，因为你不知道人的限制的话，人就会骄傲自大。
And to know your limits. And if you don't know your limit, then you become proud and arrogant.
努力工作，我想大家都知道。
Card.
这就是你在人类社会当中需要有的智慧。
So these are the wisdom that you need to be able to live in a human society.
今天我们讲的与神之间的关系，智慧要怎样处理呢？
And today we talked about how to live with wisdom under God's creation and governance.
第一个刚才提了，要为你自己的行为负责任。
The first one is to be accountable for your own actions.
因为任何的事情神必审问。
Because God will definitely judge you on all things that you do.
传道者也提醒我们，你要趁我们最好的日子当中去与神同行，去纪念主。
And also to remember God whilst you were young.
最后，谨记，我们都是敬畏神、谨守他诫命的人。
And the third one is to fear God and keep His commandments.
耶稣他降世为人，他自己讲，他来不是要废去律法，乃是要完全律法。
Jesus said that he came into this world not to make the Old Testament laws obsolete, but to complete them.
所以呢，其实耶稣已经把传道者所总结的这两个部分的人生道理啊，甚至是所有旧约里面的律例典章，都简化成两个诫命。
Jesus has already summarized all of what Solomon had learned and all the laws of the Old Testament into two commandments.
那就是我们每个礼拜天在这里我们读的，你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的上帝，这是最大的诫命。其次，爱人如己也是这样。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the great and first commandment, and a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
传道者 看到的人生当中、啊、是需要、啊、爱神和爱人。
The author saw that、in life we needed to love people and to love God.
所以他举了很多的原则。
So he made up、many like rules.
而耶稣把它简单的总结了，就是每一个基督徒我们的生活智慧。
And Jesus summarized all these rules.
我们爱神爱人。
To love God and to love people.
这也是整本传道书的总结。
And this is the summary of the entire Ecclesiastes.
在最后这两次的讲到的内容，也请大家要带回团契里面去讨论。
So please bring what we have talked about in the past two sermons into your soul groups and discuss them.
而在下一卷书我们开始查考的呢，会是马可福音。
The next book we're going to be talking about is Mark's Gospel.
所以如果你是、自己有这个读经灵修的习惯，就可以开始、尝试读马可福音。
So if you read the Bible in your own time, then you can feel free to begin reading Mark's Gospel.
那特别是所有的小组的组长、你要带领的也可以开始去自己预查马可福音。
And all the cell group leaders can、begin to start reading Mark's Gospel.
好，感谢神的话语。
Thanks be to God.